The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to Luke. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean, but the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except the foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of the Lord.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be faithful to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When I hear basically any story about Jesus, rarely do I find that it offers one clear little tidbit of moralistic advice. More often than not, Jesus fosters these situations that beckon us to consider the transformation that is possible in our lives and in our world. In the cleansing of the 10 lepers, an episode of the Jesus stories according to Luke, we find the disciples hoping that Jesus will increase their faith. As they saunter through an area of the country that is neither Galilee, comfortable place, a place like home, a place that is home, or the home of those weird Samaritans, they're in neither place. They're in this in-between wilderness on the way to Jerusalem. And they encounter these 10 lepers. Now, these 10 are from all different backgrounds, and their disease causes sores and rashes all over their bodies. And society, their friends, their family, their community has cast them out, discarded them. They are desperate to be cured, desperate to be reunited with their old lives, with their loved ones. Now, the lepers have apparently heard of Jesus. Perhaps they heard that he is a wise teacher. Or maybe they've noticed that healing seems to happen wherever he goes. Whatever the reason, they cry out to him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And he does so, simply by acknowledging them. And he instructs them to go and show themselves to the priests, you know, to get all the right paperwork so that they can re-enter society. Bureaucracy, am I right? Now the lepers go. They follow Jesus' instructions. And as they head to the priests, they are made clean. We don't know exactly how. We don't exactly know by whom. We assume Jesus. But the text really doesn't say. It just says they go on their way, and on their way, they're made clean. One of the lepers notices that the leprosy is gone. Their hope has been realized. And he turns back and prostrates himself at Jesus' feet. "Thank you, Jesus," he says with tears in his eyes. Never willing to let a teachable moment pass him by, Jesus asks, "Were not 10 made clean? The other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Jesus says this sort of in earshot of his disciples, perhaps sort of out the side of his mouth, as if to not so subtly send a message about the surprising source of this gratitude. Jesus turns back to the Samaritan leper and says, "Get up, go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Something about the leper's reaction signifies that he's not just cured like all of the lepers. He is well, he's whole. The leper gets up and departs, forever changed and forever inspired. Now, it's so very tempting to insist that the clearest possible moral of this story is that we better be grateful. But I'm sorry, my God does not demand gratitude in this way. My God is merciful even to the ungrateful. My God really does love those who will have nothing to do with it. My God, like Jesus, will heal all 10 and 10,000 more without even demanding a simple thank you. No, the moral of this story, or amoral of this story, is not the necessity of gratitude for salvation. However, when Jesus points at the Samaritan's gratitude, directs his disciples' attention to the Samaritan's gratitude, in calling him well, in calling the Samaritan leper whole, Jesus underlines one important observation, that faith is not a commodity. Faith is not a commodity. We often focus too much on treating it like one, but it really isn't. We act as if you either sort of have it or you don't. If you're not willing to buy various doctrines of the church or different beliefs that are in our discussion, in our community, then your faith is presumed by too many to be too little. But faith is not a commodity. Faith is all about what you do with all of that doubt, what you do with everything that happens in life. Faith does not exist without doubt. Faith is what you do as you experience all of the hope and love and fear and anger and frustration that comes with the human experience. Faith is something exercised in good times and bad. The disciples asked Jesus to increase their faith, as if they could sort of stockpile it, put it in their backpack, and make their journey with Jesus easier. They viewed faith as more of a commodity. The leper, though, the one who returned, treated it as a commission. He transitioned from seeking his own recovery to understanding his relationship with Jesus as a vocational one. He would praise Jesus with gratitude, and then he would go on his way to proclaim his faith in his life. Jesus means to inspire this kind of faith. He tells the disciples, not long before they meet these 10 lepers, that even faith the size of a tiny mustard seed will be enough to command a mulberry tree to take up its roots and go for a swim in the ocean. I imagine Jesus was dabbling in hyperbole when he said that, but his point does stand. Anyone can do faith, and anyone can follow Jesus. The living God guides us to imagine what might be possible for our lives, for our country, for our world. Even as we lay in agony over bad decisions, over tragedy, over unfortunate fates, over troubling events, the living God guides us to imagine what might be possible. God imagines these possibilities right along with us. And when we choose faith in this way of Jesus, the way of the living God, we begin to notice signs of a new world springing up before us. And in that way, we become well and wholly able to join with God in this transformative work. Amen.